Schools get extra money based on how many low-income students they have. The House budget changes the way the state calculates that number by picking a day and counting how many families are on food stamps or welfare that day. Indianapolis Public Schools Superintendent Louis Farabee says that'll produce a lowball figure.
Many families temporarily lose their eligibility for food stamps or TANF at least one time during the school year.
Goshen says its Amish population refuses to sign up, and many of the district's Hispanic families are afraid to because of the current crackdown on illegal immigrants. Eric Berman, Network Indiana.